Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. Criteria number one, love with compassion. The first criteria for us to develop Bitachon, complete trust in and reliance on Hashem, is to begin to appreciate Hashem's love for us. It is a love that is combined with compassion, as we reference in Berachas Kriya Shema each morning, Ahava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, Chamla Gedola V'Yaseira Chamalta Aleinu. Hashem loves us with a love that is Rabba, abundant, and with a lot of Chamla, with pity or compassion. To begin to appreciate an inkling of Hashem's love for us, let's do a visualization using a technique of Rav Eliyahu Dessler. Disclaimer: this practice takes time. Much more time than we have here now, and so I would encourage you to press pause as many times as needed and for as long as needed, and to return to this exercise over and over to make it as impactful as possible. Close your eyes and get comfortable. Take a deep breath or two. Now think about someone who loves you. Perhaps it's your mother or your father or a spouse. Perhaps it's your best friend or a grandparent. Focus in on the love of that person. Now focus on all the love that that person has given to you over the years and try to feel it condensed into one moment of powerful love. Feel how deep it is. Feel how warm and secure it makes you feel. Now, expand out and try to think of all the moments of love you have felt from anyone in your life ever. Love from any family member, including those who may no longer be alive. Love from any friends, friends you have now and friends from earlier stages in life since you were a small child. Love that you may have received from a Rebbe or a Mora or anyone in your life at all. Take all that love and pile it on. Condense it into this one moment of love that you have first conjured up. I hope you feel incredibly loved and treasured right now. Now, think about the community you live in, perhaps the shul you attend, the social group you're part of, or members of your neighborhood, and try to imagine all the moments of love that each individual member of that group has experienced throughout their lifetime, and pile that on and condense it into this one growing, incredibly powerful moment of unimaginable love. Now, let's move the lens to an even wider angle and try to imagine, although I know it's essentially impossible to do, but to think about how much love every person on this planet, all 7.9 billion approximately people who are on the face of the earth at the moment, all the love that they've experienced in their lifetime to date, and take all that love, that unimaginable, powerful love, and pile it on and condense it into our moment of love. And now let's take one impossible step further, widening the lens to include all the moments of love that every person since the creation of the world has experienced, and pile it on, condense it into our one moment of love. Such love is beyond anything we can imagine. But that, my friends, is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. He loves you totally and completely. Simply put, Hashem loves you more than you can possibly imagine. Saying the words, Hashem loves me, is a good first step to developing our bitachon. But the more we can try to conjure up the extent and depth of Hashem's love, the more primed we will be to truly grow into someone who is a boteach b'Hashem. And to that end, if you found this exercise helpful, I would invite you to return to it regularly, building up an ever-increasing appreciation for Hashem's ahava rabba, Hashem's abundant love for you. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In od malvado, efes zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.